is better than to marry a single man who is a drug addict. Believe me. This is why the doors of polygamy need to be opened and opened very wide. Remember, my sisters, it might be a bitter pill to digest unless you or your sister or family member is affected. It is coming, it will come. But the brothers, the difficulty we have, we do it in the wrong way. And that is why our sisters are not prepared to accept it. Not because Allah decreed and not because it is this and that. No, the way we choose to do it is absolutely unacceptable in 99% of the cases. So it is something balanced. We cannot blame one another. But at the same time, we need to go back and see where we're going wrong. And we need to realize there are hundreds of thousands of women who do not have spouses for one of two reasons. Either there are no men, or either the men available are not good enough. They're not marriage material. My sister, I promise you, you'd rather be single than to be married to a man who's going to make your life a mess. Believe me, it's a bigger gift to remain single and inshallah to get into the akhirah, to choose whom you want, than to be here in the dunya married to someone who has made your life such a mess that you have become a patient on medication of a psychiatric nature. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our brothers and sisters, and may He grant us happiness in our marriage. That brings us to another sign of the hour. Lots of divorce. Do we not see? Today when people get married, it's no longer, hey, they've been living for so long. It's how quickly the divorce took place. Allahu Akbar. One man, true story, got married. Boy got married to his love for the last 8 years. On the table as they were having this walima of theirs, he says, pass me the salad. She says, who the hell do you think you are? You think you're going to give me instructions to give you things like this when we're married? Talak, talak, talak. Like a little chicken sounding. Have you heard the sound? Tak, tak, tak. Sounds the same, isn't it? May Allah protect us. A'udhu billah. Wallahi. And this is a function where people came to celebrate the getting together of them. They were separated in this country. May Allah protect us. May Allah grant us ease and goodness. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, we don't know why we get married. That's the problem. Why do you marry? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness and understanding. You want a good man. My sisters, are you worth being in his family? That's a question you need to ask. We all want good spouses, don't we? Well, are you good yourself to fit that position? Perhaps you might enter there and you might be a very big means of destruction. So that is why work on your own character. Be a person who is ready to sacrifice. Without sacrifice, a marriage doesn't work. And divorce is a sign of the hour. May Allah protect us. People have taken it lightly. The smallest things, we divorce. Never ever utter those words. Otherwise, we become statistics. Then there is another sign of the hour. We mentioned how adultery will increase, but shamelessness will also increase. People will be committing adultery on the streets. So much so that the hadith says the best man at the time will be the one who has the guts to say, listen, please can you go and commit this, whatever you're doing, behind the wall at least, not on the road. So he's not saying don't do it. He's telling them where to do it, because he's a little bit shameful. That's all. This is a sign of the hour. And this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ specifically mentions exactly, لَوْ وَرَيْتَهَا وَرَاءَ الْحَائِطِ. Why don't you go back behind the wall to do it instead of here in public? May Allah protect us. Wallahi, people are becoming shameless. Very, very shameless. Then there is a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ speaks of, لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَكَلَ أَمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. A person will not be bothered whether they are eating from haram or halal. I'm not even bothered. So riba and interest will be eaten by everyone. And those who don't eat it, they will get the scent of it. They will be forced to deal in one way or another in such a way that they have smelt it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We've arrived at that age. Sign of the hour. People are not bothered whether they eat halal or haram. I want to share with you something interesting. You know, the Hindus, hats off for one thing. They will not consume, I'm talking of the serious Hindus, they will not consume meat products until death to please their Bhagwan. Do you agree with me? With us, nobody's asking you to become a vegetarian. When you are doubtful, still we don't want to leave it. You say, no, don't worry, man. This is okay. Just chow, man. You heard that? It's lack of chows. I've heard that here. I learned that statement here in this country. Lack a chance, mashallah. Wallahi, to be honest with you, they can stay away from meat products their whole lives. We can't even stay away from it under certain circumstances. Allahu Akbar. Have you ever thought of the dedication? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us even better than that. We are Muslimin. We are supposed to be ready to surrender to the law of Allah. Then you have another sign of Qiyamah. The Prophet ﷺ says, a time will come, يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحِرَى. People will consider zina and adultery halal. They'll give it a different name and they'll consider it permissible. وَالْحَرِيرَ. Harir means silk. And the term silk for men, silk is here referring to feminine clothing for males, will become something that everybody will consider okay. Have you seen the skinny jeans and all these shirts? Wallahi, more worse than feminine. Today I spoke at Jumu'ah and I said, do you know this business of covering yourself properly? We always blast the women. Wallahi, the same ruling applies to the men. Did you ever know that? When we say same ruling, we're talking of the aura might be slightly different. Yes, for a man. The what is considered private part is slightly different, but the clothing needs to be made of a certain of material and loosely fitting. Did you ever know that? That's also for a man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Today you have skinny jeans. That's absolutely unacceptable. It's equivalent to a miniskirt of a female. Did you know that? Today you have tight shirts with your buttons open and you want to expose. That is equivalent to perhaps something else that the females are doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. The men folk, especially the youth, do not be conned by the television and the media into wearing items that are totally un-Islamic. They chase away the angels of mercy and protection that have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and yourselves. So this is why we say, clothing of women worn by men. Clothing of men worn by women. What will happen? An increase in homosexual behavior. A'udhu billah. Look at this. We see it happening in front of us. An increase in homosexual behavior. A woman is so exposed that there's no big deal. A man is so covered that when he shows his foot, another man is looking at him. Have you thought of that? That's exactly what's happening on the globe. A woman is so exposed that when you look at her, it's no big deal, you don't get aroused. And a man is so well covered that when another man sees his calf, he says, ooh, Allahu Akbar, Allah safeguard us. That is how homosexuality spreads. This is why we say, women, when you cover from top to bottom, the day you expose your calf to your husband, wallahi, if he's a good believer who lowers his gaze, he will appreciate every millimeter of it. Allahu Akbar. Today, nothing is appreciated. Why? Because you just go to the mall and what you see is far better than anything you have. You're not going to get that. Never ever. Your eyes can be filled with everything. You're never going to get it. You'll die depressed, but you're not going to get that. Allahu Akbar. So rather make use of what you have and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a sign of Qiyamah, a sign of the hour. So this is why we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. You know, when it comes to clothing, remember there is a reason why Allah has set aside different clothing and different positions, different roles for people to fulfill so that they are attracted to one another in the correct sense and they can fulfill. You know, we used to have a time when people say, you know, I want to get married to so and so, my father is saying no. So now as ulama, you've got to go and talk and see what's going on and so on. And then you have another. We came across another stage where people say, you know, I want to get married to so-and-so. They're not Muslim, but they're ready to revert. So you got to talk to the father again, and you got to tell them this and this. You know what we tell them these days? Uncle, thank Allah that your son wants to marry a woman. Allahu Akbar. There are others who want to marry men. You know, uncle says, no, can't be. Then you start showing him. You see that uncle there? I was on a flight one day. I met a man, and I greeted him, and so on. I was coming from Cape Town. And he told me, I said, what's your name? He says, Sulaiman. I said, oh, mashallah, this, that, what. And we got talking and he started speaking about things. I told him, oh, so how many children do you have? He looked about 60. It's a true story. And he told me, this is my partner. I said, who? He said, the Hussein next to me. Sulaiman married Hussein. He said, the Imam did the nikah. Allahu Akbar. I asked him one question and I'm going to tell it to you because we're living in an age where we need to know. I said, look, I don't mean to be bad. I'm about to change my seat because I'm feeling a bit nauseous. He says, you know what? We can actually get you locked up. I said, what for what? He said, because you're discriminating. I said, what are you talking about? You can't do that. I'm feeling nauseous. It's natural. I can't afford. I said, okay, anyway, I want to ask you one question. What do you do? He told me, stop intimidating. Stop. And stop, I don't know, a few words, I just got up and I just carried on. Allahu Akbar. And they have no answer. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. This is a sign of the hour. And wallahi, it is something to cry about, because our children are exposed to it to the degree that in some countries it is prohibited to actually look down upon that. And in some countries the school syllabus has in it that you need to teach the children that these people are absolutely normal. And if you have this type of inclination, there is no harm and no problem. This is what is being taught forcefully to the children of the Muslims across the globe in certain countries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. May we never see such days in our places. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deep understanding. It's a sign of qiyamah, a sign of the end of time, prophesied by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he says, wal ma'azifa. Ma'azif meaning musical instruments will be considered permissible. Did you hear this? Wal ma'azif. This hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Why would that be the case if musical instruments were permissible? I always tell people to know music is haram. You don't need the Quran, you don't need the Sunnah. You just need to study the lives of the top musical people in the world. Study their lives. 99.9% of them are totally depressed, upside down on medication. Their lives are in a mess. Half of them are divorced more than 10 times and so on. And they have no life at all. And they worship the devil and Satan. Their dress code is up the pole. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. You don't need anything. You look at how dirty they are. The lyrics are as filthy as ever. People say, no, what if it's light, soothing, classical music? How can you replace the Quran with something of that nature? Does the Quran not soothe you? If the Quran does not soothe you, remember, nothing ever will soothe you. My brothers and sisters, is this not a time? If Ibrahim alayhi salam became a friend of Allah when he was prepared to sacrifice his own child, can we not become friends of Allah by sacrificing even the music discs we have, throwing them out of our motor vehicles? We might die in a condition where, had we not thrown those CDs out, perhaps we may have had music blasting with Beyonce and Rihanna whilst we died. It can happen. I'd rather have the Quran play. Wallahi, you never know when you're going to die. I have been at a scene of an accident where the car was a write-off, but the music was blasting. Four youngsters were crushed to death. I don't know how that music was still playing, yet the car was written off totally. And I was at the site of that particular accident. And we started weeping and crying. Why? Because I said to myself, if only the ummah could see this, wallahi, they would realize and understand. Substitute all this with the Quran. How blessed would the entire scene have been, and how changed it would have been if the same scenario had Quran playing. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us strong. Today we cannot sacrifice one CD of a naked person on the globe. And we talk about Qurbani and Eid al-Adha and Udhiyah and sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't even deserve a droplet of that. Why? We're not ready to sacrifice anything for the pleasure of Allah. Nothing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a lesson. Another sign of the hour. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, alcohol and intoxicants will be given different names and they will be considered permissible. Take a look today, people ask you about weed. Weed. You know, I have a friend of mine from Canada, and giving a lecture, he says, in his Canadian accent, he says, the only weed and beer that we Muslims know is tajweed and tak beer. That's very, very true, to be honest with you. The weed is considered like something that is air. People are breathing it. When the World Cup was going on here, one man tells me that I went to watch a football match, and every Muslim I saw in one of the stadiums, he was like with this weed, and even she, which means the women as well, and they're looking at me like I am somebody who is really from outer space, because I am not engaging in it. What are you talking about? The smell of it. Never mind that. People are on a high throughout their lives without knowing. Do you know that? People are intoxicated sometimes throughout their lives without even knowing, because they are on it. And then they want to justify it. You know, this marijuana and marijuana, whatever they call it, is now legalized in certain states in the United States. Wallahi, Islam is not subservient to what is decided in the US. No. Islam is Islam. This is Allah and His Rasul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Another sign of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. أن يتباهى الناس في المساجد. People will be competing with one another in beautifying masjids and building masajid. So the masjid, masajiduhum عامرة وهي خراب من الهدى. The masajid will be built, well built, beautiful, beautified, lots of money spent, so many masajid, no guidance in it. There will be no guidance. You go in there, you actually get fitna and you come out. Ulama'uhum sharru man tahta adimi as-sama' tabda'u al-fitnatu minhum wa fihim ta'ud. There will come a time when the biggest fitna will be started off by so-called ulama. They start the fitna. And the fitna will attack them, engulf them and overtake them. This is why we say, my brothers and sisters, we need to make some time to attend the Islamic programs that the masajid have. So at least we will not be a statistic and a moving sign of Qiyamah. In our masajid, we want guidance. We want to go there to achieve peace, not to achieve war. Today you go to a masjid, you come out having been, you know, you feel so bad. I met this one, I met that one. Better I don't go to the masjid. Why? Because people have robbed you, stolen from you, sworn you and so on. And you find them in the first saf so hypocritically. May Allah protect us. May He grant us goodness. Another sign of the hour is that the Bedouin Arabs will be competing with one another in the height of the buildings they build. I will stop there. It says a lot. You find it in Dubai, you find it in Mecca and Medina, you find it all over the show. It's a sign of Qiyamah, it's a sign of the hour. One man built it 1.3 kilometers, the other one says, I'm waiting for him to finish so I know how tall to build mine. This is a true story, wallahi. So now they want to put up one somewhere else. And you know what? You can go right up to wherever you want to go. Believe me, it's not going to help you in any way if you do not have piety and taqwa. It's the taqwa that will actually help. May Allah grant that to us. Then there is another sign of the hour. A woman will give birth to her boss. A woman giving birth to her boss means many things. You know, one might say, okay, a slave girl giving birth to someone who is going to be a boss. One can even say that today the mothers, their children control them and decide. That's also correct. There is another meaning to it. You know, you have surrogate mothers where a woman doesn't want stretch marks on her belly. So she is too lazy to put tissue oil from the day she falls pregnant right to the end. And her husband is too lazy to actually take part in that activity. So what happens? They decide there is a womb for rent in Philippines. And they are charging $95 for 9 months. So what we do, we get the fusion of the, eggs, and once you have this little zygote, we will implant it into the womb of a certain lady in Philippines, and we pay her. When you pay her, who does she give birth to? Her boss. Allahu Akbar. Someone whom she was paid for carrying, not hers, not at all. It's happening today on the globe. There are so many families, if you go onto Google and you try and look for these women, you'll find plenty of them, because they have a womb, and these other women don't want stretch marks. This is why I tell them, men, wife has stretch marks, you are the guilty one. Go and kiss them and say, this is jihad fi sabilillah. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi. A man wants to turn away from his wife after she's given birth to 3 children because her belly is now no longer as flat as it used to be. Who is the guilty one? If you didn't really want that, why did you have children? Allahu Akbar. How can we then reduce the value of our women? Their value should increase the more they've given birth. تَزَوَّجُوا الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودَ فَإِنِّي مُبَاهِمْ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ The Prophet ﷺ says, I want you to marry the women who are loving and childbearing because I would like to be the ummah that has the largest members from amongst all the other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our doors. Then we have another sign of Qiyamah. Two things that I'm going to talk about. If you know, you will understand. One is the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, two types of people we haven't yet seen that the Prophet ﷺ described. One is nisa'un, women. Kasiyatun, ariyatun, ma'ilatun, mumilatun, ru'usuhunna ka'asnimatil bukhtil ma'ila. The Prophet ﷺ says, women who will be clothed in order to expose. They will cover in order to display. So they will be covered but uncovered. This is tight clothing, sign of Qiyamah. The minute you're wearing the tights and the top, you know this is a moving sign of Qiyamah. The Prophet ﷺ prophesies that there will be women who will be wearing tight-fitting clothing or see-through clothing that will be totally revealing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us moving signs of the hour. Imagine the curse of a person who does that. My mothers and sisters, it's not worth it. If you want to do that, make sure it is in the presence of your maharim.